Guten Erev Shabbos. Standing here, Erev Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshas Zachor, Parshas Tetzaveh. And what I'd like to do is spend a few minutes making sure that we understand about the exalted days that are coming and the opportunity to be either had or squandered. Unfortunately, the lofty days of Tainus Esther and Purim are lost by many. It is well known, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, kol ha-poishet yad noisnin loy, that all year a person has a right, when someone comes over to him, to ask them, who do I have to give you money? Who are you? Do you deserve it? You're entitled. The halacha is, kol ha-poishet yad noisnin loy on Purim, one may not ask, someone sticks out his hand, you give him. And if you look in Sfarim HaKdoshim, Sifrei Arizal, Sifrei Chassidus, Sifrei Musar, the Pelayoyitz, the Sfarish Gedolim, you look anywhere. It's clear and accepted by all that the day of Purim is a bechin of Kol HaPeshet Yad Noisnamai. Go ahead, and the Svarim are full of the most magnificent and inspiring stories. But before I share with you one of those Gevaldige stories, what I want to do is tell you that yes, there are in the Svarim these amazing stories and these amazing inspiration, but I want you to know that in the Rishonim, in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Sifrei Halacha, it's full. The Torah brings down a minig that they used to fall, leap al paneim, on Purim, levakesh rachmim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu shigalenu ba'achroina kovri yishayinu. That just like we went ahead and we were so threatened and all of a sudden things turned around, HaKadosh Baruch Hu so too today. And the Svarim, as I mentioned, are full. The Mishnah Berurah brings down on Tainus Esther. It's important to know because it's a Mishnah Berurah, it's a halacha. Mishnah Berurah brings down what's the reason we have a tainus? Shabur and Tafresh Pevav. And he says, we go ahead and we fast just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to us when we fasted on that day. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember us and listen to each person as he goes through his own personal challenge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him. This is not something that's just inspiring. It's reality. And every single person has to realize that unfortunately, when this doesn't happen, it's because we're not taking it seriously and we don't believe. You know, just this week, I have a very, very dear friend who's suffering very, very ill. Very, very ill. He's at a point of Ein Lanu Mil Hishen Elal Avinu Shebashamayim. There's no other source that he's even looking into. Someone in the greater Boston community. Wonderful person, very, very ill. Eleinu v'lei aleichem. And I was sitting with him, and me mechazik him, of this concept. It's brought down, you get daven for nisim. And he says, how come Purim is so distracting? There's so much to do, there's barely time to daven. And I told him that the Svarim HaKdoshim asked this very question. They're so busy with the Sudas Purim, and with the Matanos Lev Yoinim, and with running around, teachers, kids, it's who has time? And I told him that's exactly it. Because the Satan knows the power of the tefillah. He will do everything in his power. And watch it, because there's going to be people. You know someone needs a shidduch. You know someone needs a refuah. You know someone needs parnusa. You're going to try to daven. And you know what's going to happen? Guaranteed. What happens to most people most years? You're going to get distracted. And you'll feel bad. I'm such a bad person. No, you're not. You're normal. This is how it goes every Purim. Which is why the minig I've seen brought down is people get up by Hashkama. They get up early. There's a big mashpia in Eretz Yisrael. His name is Rabbi Menachem Stein. Rabbi Menachem Stein read a letter a number of years ago. A couple in Lakewood wrote an open letter to Klal Yisrael. I want you to hear what this letter says. They write that they were married for 10 years without children. And they came across, I think it's a Pelayayat and others farm, a Segula, to get up a Hashkama before davening and say all of Tehillim. And they decide this is it. They made a schedule. They knew they're going to get distracted. They got up. They said the entire Tehillim. Tears coming down their eyes. They said HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they got to the Kapitel Chabez. This is what they write. They're writing this as a public letter. Kapitel Chabez, the famous parak of Tehillim, where Esther is screaming, Keli, Keli, Lama Zaftani. They turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they said, Hashem, why are you leaving us behind in the dust? Why are we not going to be Zeicha to have Dairis Yisharim Mivarachim? Why are we not going to have it? And they write an open letter to Klal Yisrael that by the following Pesach, they were parents of a wonderful, beautiful, healthy baby. And this Rabbi Nachum Stein goes around Eretz Yisrael reading this letter from a couple in Lakewood. And recently he shared a story about a couple in Ofakim that heard him speak. And the couple again had a similar story and they did the exact same thing. They were up and they were Zeicha as well. The following Ches Ador, they were Zeicha to become parents. And he goes on now, he speaks and he shares with people. It's something you really, really need to believe. It's hard for me to believe that anyone in this room doesn't have something they want to daven for. And if you don't, I ask you to please call me. I can give you a list of yidden that have kids unwell, parents unwell, parnas, whatever it may be. Remember, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. The Torah brings it down. We need to believe. And not only little nisim for your personal nes, as the Mishnah Berurah says, but you can transform. Major nisim can happen. Major. You don't know this. Maybe you do. Anyone know when Stalin's yard site is? Shouldn't say his yard site. Stalin's stroke or heart attack that he had on Purim morning. Very few people know the story behind that stroke. There's a book written by a yid named, his daughter wrote the book, Rabbi Yitzchak Silber. If you ever have the opportunity to get near that book. His name is Rabbi Yitzchak Silber. It's Rabbi Yitzchak Silber. Was a tzaddik in Russia, was sitting around in Siberia in 1953 with a group of yidden. And Rabbi Yitzchak turned to the yidden, he was giving them a chizuk. Yes, Stalin is a madman. Yes, Stalin murdered and butchered. He's the modern day Haman. But just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Haman and in no time flipped the world, he'll do the same to him. And there was a yid sitting in the room there who he was talking and was bitter. And he said, how could you say that? Stalin is the all-powerful. He's the almighty. He could kill in a second. Don't say that. Haman, that's history. Today, never. And Rabbi Silber begged him. He said, why is it different than the Haman from the past? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, in 10 minutes HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make, Stalin is over. He says, come on. He writes, Rabbi Yitzchak Silber writes this in his Sefer, in his book. They woke up Purim morning to the news that Stalin was, no one knows if it was done by his people, it's irrelevant. Purim morning he was over. Died a few days later. Very famous that his the mice started on Purim. We have to believe that. We're sitting here in our own little struggle, whether it's modern day Hamans in our life. I don't understand. You don't believe? Haman, the things turned around in 1 second. Stalin turned around in 1 second. Yeshua's take 1 second. You want to know what you should go into. You want to wait your turn. Tefillah. Remember, even if you deserve it, if there's no tefillah, it doesn't happen. You have to take advantage of Purim. And if you don't need anything, daven, you should remain healthy. Daven, your parnasa should remain with you. It's a yom mesugal for tefillah. And because it's so potent, and because it's so major, that's exactly why it's so hard. That's exactly why. And so many people just assume it's Purim, we get it. It's no. It's like a guy sitting there giving out money. And you assume, yeah, I'll get later. And then by the time you wake up, it's closed. The door is open. Everyone should take on to daven for someone who needs a shidduch, someone who needs refuah. Daven for someone else as well. And then tap into the day. It's a day moly Yeshuas. I recommend you get up earlier. Just because the day gets busy, talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that the Mishnah Berurah says you can. Talk like the way the Torah brings down a Yid could talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about a Saras, and things can turn around just like they turned around back then. This is the inspiration we need. We personally, as a Kehila, remember, and I said this, we davened. And Baruch Hashem, people helping us now. It can end in 1 second. It ends as quick as the other side decides that they don't want to fight anymore. When does that happen? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts it into their head. This is when it happens. There's going to be 1 second where they're just going to decide, Atkan, they're not bothering us anymore. When's that going to be? Depends on us. We're going to daven, and we're going to watch how things are going to turn out for us as a shul, for us as a kehila, and for us as Klal Yisrael. Again, everyone, use the day. You should have a freilich in Purim. Yes, matanas levyayinim, sutas Purim, mikra megillah, amazing mitzvahs. Those are the open mitzvahs. Then there's that hidden secret in Purim that don't forget about. Grab it, hold on to it. Make sure you have a few minutes to daven for yourselves, for your spouses, for your children, for your parents. And we should all be zeicha to daven. Of course, for the main tefillah. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a geula back then, He should finally give us our geula now. We should be zeicha to go to Yerushalayim, Yer HaKadosh. Everyone should have a good Shabbos and a wonderful Purim.